Well, now this is, during World War II? Yeah. Why is the words failing all the time when you need to?
To me already.
Especially at 95 here, it's getting pretty bad for me. I had some black troops, and let's face it, we knew there was prejudices, as we had right in our own areas where we came from. And I had problems at first because I thought we were being prejudiced against because some of my black troops were put down in the lower holds to stay in, whereas some of the white troops were up the top.
Did you ever go down into the hold?
In fact, that was a tough, really a tough job for me. Nobody forced me to go down there, but I went down there myself because I felt that if these guys are putting up with this, I should be able to put up with it. So I sat down there, and of course I was getting all the moaning of the black troops, and of course realizing what they were saying was true. So it got to the point that they wanted to go up, and of course I couldn't permit them to go up. And my only recourse, of course, was to remind them that I was sitting there with them. And then I got threats a couple times if I didn't let them go up, they were going to en masse push me off and get up there.
Right.
And the thing I hated to do, but I knew I had to do, I was armed. Threatened the first man that would come up there would get hit by me.
Wow.
And then they backed off. And then later on, I apologized to them and told them, you know, what the problem was. And then, of course, they did shift troops around during the trip.
Right.
So that we partially answered the problem. My wife worked for the Ministry of Agriculture in Belfast. Naturally, the girls that worked there, with all these British and American troops there, they wanted to get acquainted. And, of course, they invited preferably the officers, as they would, and to a dance at night, you know. And we came there, and, of course, the first thing that came there, it wasn't there very long before I spied my wife, who really attracted me very quickly. And I headed to go over to see her to dance, ask her for a dance. And, of course, I was intercepted by a Brit. He beat me to her. So he had the first dance with her, apparently. And as soon as he was through, then I collared her. And, of course, this sounds for pretty well for the people that are crazy about romance. But I looked at Peg the first time and I went to meet her, introduced myself, and the first time I looked in her eyes, I said to myself, I just met the girl I'm going to marry. You know, that's like the people think that's a great story, you know. But it was factual. And after all, I did marry her. The company's all being packed. They're packed. What the hell is going on? So he said, get your fanny over and start packing your stuff, and we're going to leave in the morning. So naturally, what's the first thing that hit me? Peg. I zip over to the place where she's stationed, and it was an evening, of course, and I gave her the news that I got orders for leaving, and I'm leaving in the morning, and I proposed marriage right there and then. That's the first time I actually proposed marriage, you know, to her. And she, of course, accepted. And I left the next day. How I got out of there, I don't know, but I did. And when you're going in there, before you go in there, you say, are you scared? Everybody's scared. And me more than the guys, I suppose. I'll admit that, you know. And then they drop the gate and they say, okay, let's go. Everybody stands back. Show us how, Lieutenant. Ah, now comes the difference between a leader and a follower, you know. So you're going in first. I get word that I can go home and get married, get back. And he give me 5 days in travel time to get married. So I get on a boat and zip over to get married. The photo is in front of the Church of St. Patrick and Bridget's in Ballycastle, North Ireland. And I'm in my dress uniform. If you look close, you know, you can see it was packed in because it's wrinkled as it could be, but it still looks good. And that's the thing I brought with me. And she's dressed in a suit that was made immediately for her from points that other neighbors were supplying her for material. And it's not the best-looking thing in the world, but it's something she had for the marriage. And immediately after that, we left back to go back home overnight, which is about 40-some miles away, to get prepared to go to London, because her mother thought we should extend the honeymoon as long as possible. And so we had room that night, and of course the next day I had to continue to go back to France. And I left her and went to France, I mean to the port. When I got down to the port, there was a delay to going across, and wonder what, you know, I said, geez, you know, I'm late now, I'm going to really get it because I'm supposed to be back. And then suddenly they stopped and they said, take another 10 days. You can have another 10 days because tomorrow morning is VE Day. It was the night of May 7th. On May 8th, we spent our honeymoon in London on VE Day. Talk about stories, you know.
What was London like at that?
Oh, wild. And people, again, shortage of food as there was. People scraping up on the food, making sandwiches, walking around the park, selling food to the GIs and anybody that was looking for food. It was wild. This guy that had so much to moan about, a rough life in the service for 5.5 years, is suddenly spending VE Day in London. What can you say? Happy. She was gotten the first boat, again, luck. She was on the first boat of overseas brides, of all of them, including England. The first boat was from Ireland, and she went over, and she came home, and she arrived on Cleveland on St. Patrick's Day in 1946. Well, when she died, which was 9 months ago, we were married 66 and a half years. And she died at 89. There was 5 years between us. She and I were born on March 4th and March 5th, but 5 years apart. So, of course, I miss her since.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, if that wasn't a miracle, I don't know what was, really. For me, and this is true, walked up to her, looked at her, and said to myself, this is the girl I'm going to marry. Really, that's true. You know, it's true. And I did. Of course, I did. And all these things that happened, you would never, you know, VE Day, where it was, you know, and Normandy, you know, and all these things that you would think, but you wouldn't survive. And see, one of the things she said when I proposed to her marriage, she said, we'll see. She, right then and then, she was already thinking, we'll see. What's going to be tomorrow? She knew already thinking. I never thought about that. I knew I was going to go, and I hit the beach, and I never thought about the fact that I wouldn't get married. I was sure, you know, this is going to happen. I said I was going to marry, and, you know, naive.
Yeah.
I could have been dead the first hour, you know.